So the next thing we're going to show you on the inside one is the ability to play media files. And we're going to unzip a file as well. And the inside one comes with VLC Media Player, which is a very accessible media player. And it plays lots of file types as well. And it has lots and lots and lots of hotkeys to navigate.
It does. And if you want to see them all, you can visit the VLC website. That will tell you the entire list. And to get to the main VLC website, and I'm not sure that the one I'm going to give you is the one where you can get the player. I assume it is, but it's VLCHelp.com. That will get you there, and you can see all these resources and things. I assume this is from VLC, but this is where I actually found the entire group of key commands that are available. The other thing to remember is when we're talking about media, we aren't just talking about audio. We're also talking about video. So you could, if you wish to, hook a portable DVD player up via USB to your Inside One and watch your DVDs. You could also watch anything that you've downloaded, digital content, YouTube vids, anything like that. YouTube vids you would play through the YouTube website, most likely. But in general, anything that you download besides YouTube, you can have set to play in VLC if you wish to. So that's pretty cool.
And the nice thing, VLC is already included on your device, so you don't have to go download it or anything.
Absolutely. So what we're going to show you is an album of music tracks and an audiobook. So that's what we're going to show you in terms of using VLC. But first, what happens when you have something either in your own group of stuff that you've downloaded, or if you go download something off the net? A lot of times, it will be in a zipped format. Well, what does that mean? That essentially means it is a compressed format that makes it a little bit smaller. It makes it easier to handle. It's packaged. So one album or one movie or one book may be packaged into one file called a zip file. It's a zip, Z-I-P extension. So we actually have a file like that. The album that I brought to the table, as it were, to play in this presentation is a zip file, and we're actually going to unzip it for you and show you how to do that with another included program that is already available on your Inside One, and that is 7-Zip, which is a utility that will open or unzip zipped files.
So I'm going to go to this PC. I'm on my desktop, and I'm going to hit T.
E. This PC 5 of 16.
And I'm going to open it.
This PC window. Items view list. Folders grouping expanded. 3D objects not selected 1 of 14.
Now remember, there are a few ways you can navigate here. If you wish to, you can move up or down arrow, you can use the right slider, or you can use key commands to simulate the arrows. The other way you can navigate is if you know the first letter of the folder where you want to go. And you're not necessarily going to know that. Some of them, like documents, downloads, music, etc., are easy. But when you install a flash drive, for instance, or an SD card, you aren't necessarily going to know what it's called. So you can arrow to it, or you can guess.
And guessing might be fun. You might go through the entire alphabet until you find your SD card or your USB thumb drive or external hard drive or whatever. It's basically the label of the device is what you would be navigating to by using first letter navigation. For example, if I hit L, it'll take me to local disk C because that is the label or that is the local disk. If I hit U, it's not necessarily going to be USB drive. Or if I hit S for SD, it may not be the SD card. So really, it would make sense for you to, instead of jumping around, taking 20 minutes to find your file, you just down arrow. And let's see what I have here.
3D objects, 1 of 14. Desktop, 2 of 14. Documents, 3 of 14. Downloads, 4 of 14. Music, 5 of 14. Picture, 6 of 14. Video, 7 of 14.
So those are all pretty explanatory. M for music, V for videos, D for desktop, D for downloads, etc.
Devices and drives grouping expanded. Local disk, C, 8 of 14.
This is what I like, where it tells you devices and drives, because you kind of know you're in a different area of this PC. You've moved down into something slightly different in terms of category. You were hearing Chris just talk about all the things that begin with the letter D, desktop, downloads, documents. Well, you don't have to just hit DDD to go to them. If Chris wanted to go straight to downloads, he could press DOW quickly and it would take him there.
Let's try that.
DOW, downloads for a 14.
Or if he wanted to go to desktop, he could press DE and it would take him there quickly.
DE.
And we're on desktop.
It didn't say it, but we're there. The Braille display says we're there.
Yes. So I'm going to hit L to get to local disk where we were.
L, devices and drives grouping expanded. Local disk, C, 8 of 14.
And it tells us that we're back in the devices and drives category or portion of this PC, which is nice.
Secure digital storage device, D, 9 of 14.
Now that is your SD card, yes?
Yes.
ESD USB, E, 10 of 14.
This is your thumb drive that you have attached to have the media on it. But while we're here, we might as well see what else is here.
Local disk, Q, 11 of 14.
Oh, you have two local disks.
Network locations grouping expanded. Network locations, 3, expanded. 192.168.2.48 Sonos 112 of 14.
There's your Sonos.
192.168.2.60 Sonos 1 SL 13 of 14.
I don't know why you have two Sonoses.
Because I've got two Sonoses.
Star Labs, ReadyNAS 204.14 of 14.
There's my network attached storage device. So if I wanted to see what was on that, I could. And I did nothing to find that. It just shows up because I'm on my network. So let's go to the USB drive.
And we know that this happens to start with...
Folders grouping expanded. 3D objects, 1 of 14.
The letter E.
E. Devices and drives grouping expanded. ESD USB. E. 10 of 14.
Press enter.
ESD USB. Uh-huh. E. Items view list. 24/7 not selected, 1 of 2.
But it's actually good to show everybody because 3D is the very first thing in this PC. So then we went all the way down with one keystroke to the thumb drive.
And I don't know why my label is that way, but it is. So we'll just forget it.
So we've got two things in here on this drive. We've got a book called 24/7, which is an audiobook. And we have a harp album by a harpist named Jerry Marchand, which is the zip file.
Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, .zip, 2 of 2.
There it is.
Now, if I go to my context menu, I can unzip this file. So I'm going to do that by pressing 90M.
Context menu.
Now I'm going to hit 7 to go to 7-zip, because I happen to know that's what it starts with.
7. Open Archive O.
And it took you into the 7-zip menu.
Right.
Open Archive submenu O. Extract files, E. Extract here, E. Extract to Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, E.
Now, this is what I personally like to do. Don't get hung up on the fact that there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. It really doesn't matter. The only thing I ever do in 7-Zip is extract to, and I always use this option that gives me the exact name of my folder, because I can rename it later, no problem. But it's going to extract it into the same location as the zip file. So in this case, it's going to extract it onto the root of this flash drive.
In this folder, correct.
In this folder. So what's going to happen is, when Chris extracts this, we're going to have three folders. We're going to have the zip folder, and we're going to have an unzipped version of everything in the zip folder, in its own folder.
It's technically a zip file, but sometimes Windows refers to it as a zip folder.
Right.
Extract to Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, E.
So that's what we want to do.
1% extracting E, Jerry Marchand, Night's Journey, .zip dialog elapsed time, remaining time, files, compression ratio, total size, speed, processed, compressed size, 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 1 second, 0 hours, 0 minutes. And 56 seconds, 0, 100%, 105, and 1,862 KB/S1920K, 1920K, extracting. Background button, Alt plus B.
And you hear those little beeps? Those are NVDA progress beeps. You can turn those on or off. The higher they get, the closer we are to being done.
ESD USB, E, window, items view list, Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, .zip, 2 of 3.
So now, instead of having two files in this folder, we have three.
Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, 3 of 3.
And that is the actual folder.
That is the actual folder. And all the stuff it was saying when it was extracting, you don't really have to worry about that. It's just extracting your information into this new folder. So you've got other ways that you can extract. That's the one I recommend, though, because it's easy. And you can know where your group of files or your file is going to end up.
And you can move it to whatever you want, wherever you want,
sure,
however you want.
Yeah, if you want to immediately take it, since this is a music album, if you wanted to immediately take it and put it in music, you could just copy it, move to the music folder, and paste it. No problem.
So if I want to play it, though.
Jerry Marchand, A Night's Journey, 3 of 3.
There's actually several ways we could do it. We're going to show you one of them. You could actually go to VLC and open it from VLC if you wanted to, but we're sitting here on it. So we're going to show you a convenient way to go ahead and play it from here.
So I'm going to go to my context menu.
Again.
And instead of... Right. So instead of doing 90M, I'm going to triple tap with two fingers on the bottom slider.
Context menu.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
Open O. Open a new window E. Pinch a quick access. Add outer all LSD lecture DVLC up. Lire avec VLCL.
Now this is in French, but this is what we want to do. We want to play this with VLC. So that is in fact...
ESD USB. E. Window. Items view list. Jerry Margin. Jerry Margin sales in the Miss VLC media player.
And it was trying to say the name of the album, which is A Night's Journey, and the name of the first song on the album, which is Sales in the Mist. So it's playing it for us now, or it was, until Chris pressed space. It opened in VLC, and when Chris pressed space on it, it paused. So space is a play pause toggle.
Space. 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 Space.
Stop is a stop. So if I wanted to stop this start at the beginning of the track, I can do that. So I'm going to hit
play
S
it again.
S and hit space.
Space.
So you can stop it from a pause position.
S.
So I just stopped it and I can hit space.
Space.
And that will play it. And because we loaded the entire folder of files, there are next and previous commands to go to the next previous tracks. So if I hit N.
N.
It's the next track. Hit it again.
N.
Again, next song.
N.
What if we want to go to the previous song?
P.
P. P.
So let's hit space P. to pause.
Space.
There's actually a really cool command you can use called Control E. Let's show you what that does.
So we do Control.
CTRL pressed.
And then E.
Inside Braille keyboard window. Adjustments and effects dialog. Slider 0 unavailable.
So whatever that one is doesn't appear very accessible, unfortunately. So Chris is sliding across to tab.
And it's doing nothing.
If you want to change your VLC preferences, you can use Control P for preference.
Let's see what we have.
CTRL pressed. Simple preferences dialog interface settings show media change pop-up. Less HTML greater less head greater less meta name equals.
So let's see if we can move through any of this. It's showing as HTML, actually as code.
Grouping. Reset preferences button enter. Save button save and close the dialog enter. Cancel button enter. Pane. Interface checkbox checked interface settings. Pane. Language grouping language. Menus language. Combo box auto.
So it actually works.
Look and feel grouping look and feel. Use native style radio button check. This is VLC's default interface with a native look and feel.
Which is what I thought would happen when you move through. So you can look at these various preferences by using tab and shift tab to move across and look at what you've got here.
Show controls in full screen mode checkbox check less HTML greater less head greater. Integrate video and interface checkbox check less HTML greater less head. Start in minimal view mode checkbox not check less HTML greater
that
less head greater
handy.
Less meta name equals cringe text content equals. Show Sistray icon checkbox check less HTML greater. Resize
that's
interface to video size checkbox check less HTML greater less head greater less meta name equals cringe text content equals 1/greater.
So you've got various options here. And for
you
some
do,
reason, it's reading part of that code, which is annoying.
It is.
But you've got like show in system tray. You can change your media player in terms of the interface. You can also change how it shows it to you. So there's some things here, if you don't like what you're currently seeing, that you can change when you're playing with it on your own device. And to get
absolutely
out of here, we can just hit escape, which is right space or is zero with
Jerry Margin sales in the Miss VLC media player window.
And we're back in the media player. Because I did space with E or zero with E to press escape.
There is something called a minimal interface, and that can be switched on and off with Control H. Here are a few other commands that will be interesting for you to utilize. If you want to move back and forward through a track, you can do that in a few ways. Shift left or right arrow will move you backward and forward in 3-second increments. Alt left and right arrow will move you backward and forward by 10-second increments. And Control left or right arrow will move you backward and forward by 1-minute increments. You can also turn on loop by pressing L. And you can turn random on and off by toggling using the letter R. So those are some cool commands that will get you started. Off recording, we have changed files because we want to show you this with an audiobook. And this book is called 24/7. And the reason that we want to show you this with audio as opposed to music is because we want to show you how to change the speech increment in VLC. So in order to change our speech increment, we need to use left bracket to slow down speech and right bracket to increase speech. So left bracket, since we're going to slow down speech first, is 7, 2, 4, 6.
Wait. Space.
Can't be real. Can't be real. The screen went blank. Ever made.
Left bracket.
That was when Jenna
left
Kirsten,
bracket. Left
the
bracket.
World froze, becoming a perfect tableau of that moment.
Equals.
By a single chilling thought.
Space.
And to bring the speech back to normal, I press the equals, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Equals.
And these are computer braille commands.
We're going to speed it up, which is right bracket. And the computer braille command for that is 7, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
The older black man standing on Justin's left had been the first to move, rushing to the body of the host.
Right bracket.
He did. He announced
right bracket.
No one in particular before
right
he dashed
bracket.
To another body.
Right bracket.
Justin
right
forced
bracket.
Himself to act as well.
Right bracket.
Battle hardened nerves to get him.
Right
through.
Bracket.
The body's
right
the
bracket.
Same, dreadful, disfigured, and lifeless.
Right bracket.
A seagull cawed, a strangely tormented sound, as if the bird were mourning the dead and forewarning the living. Justin searched his memory for the old man's name. Ephraim. Dr. Ephraim Dutree. Dr. Dutree.
Space.
And I just pressed space to pause the book, but as you can tell, it's sped it up, and it's very understandable sped up as well.
It is. It's got a little bit of muffle weirdness, but very little. It's very usable.
And I can press equals to go back to normal speed.
Equals.
So now, and when you press play.
Space.
Yes. Half question, half plea. The old man shook his head. The
space.
And
there
it's
is
normal.
The normal speed. So that's pretty cool. So this might be especially helpful if you're reading a book and you want to make sure you change that speed. You use left bracket to slow it down, right bracket to speed it up, and equals to bring it back to normal. And remember, you've got all the same commands we had when playing the album. So if you want to move forward by a minute or move back by a few seconds, you have options.
So we're going to close the media player. We're going to do my new favorite command on the media player.
CTRL pressed.
Q.
ESD USB. E. Window. Items view list. 24/7 1 of 3.
So what I want to do is I want to go down to
Jerry March and A Night's Journey. Zip 2 of 3.
The zip file. And I want to delete the zip file. So I want to press 90D.
Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete this folder? Jerry March and A Night's Journey. Zip type. Compressed. Zipped. Folder size. 0 bytes. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
Now hold on. Before we do yes or no here, why is it saying, do you want to permanently delete? Because we've been telling people through this whole thing, stuff goes to the recycle bin. But there's a little catch 22.
It doesn't when it's on external media.
So you want to be careful about when you delete things from external media.
Why? ESD USB. E. Window. Items view list. Jerry March and A Night's Journey not selected. 2 of 2.
And now we only have 2 files in this folder. Again, we have the folder of the 24/7 book, and we have the folder containing the A Night's Journey album.
Now we're going to do Alt.
Alt pressed.
F4.
Taskbar.
And we're back on the taskbar because we don't have any other open programs.